God gave us another beautiful day, amen?
Amen.
How many times have I said there are people sitting in places where they'd love to be here today, but they can't because they don't have a ride, they can't get out, they can't walk, and they want to be here, but they can't be, but we're here today. So let's use this time to praise God and come together. Can I get an amen, everybody? Make some noise for God this morning. Give Him some praise. Say, thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, just help me to grow closer to you. Let's stand up and pray together this morning. Thank you, Father. We are in a beautiful place. We are in His house right now where we can talk to Him and pray together. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for every person in this room this morning, every spirit here, every believer, everybody searching for you. I thank you, Lord, for them. Now I pray, Lord, as we read your word today and study and just talk about you, that it fills them. It fills them with hope and strength, Lord, and you, the great God that we serve, greatly to be served because we love him, because he loved us first. We just adore you, Father. Thank you for this house. We invite the angels to come in around us. We invite the Holy Spirit into this room. We just want peace and joy in this house today as we talk about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And have that joy this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You can stand, you can sit, you can clap, you can have a good time. Stay with us.
I want to see you. Open the eyes of
We are one nation under who? One nation under God the Father, amen? The God of the Bible. One nation under who? Is God great? And this nation is great because it's blessed by who? If you're not, if God is not great and the nation is not great, then we have nothing. But because we have God and He has blessed this nation is great because of God. It's a circle, but it starts with Him. Can I have an amen? Amen. It starts with His love. Psalm 33:12 says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed in a place of favor. If you can't look outside and see the glory of this nation, the people in this nation, the wealth of this nation, and not say God has blessed it, you're missing the entire picture. It's all about God and how great our God is. How many believe that God is great? Then you just stay with us and praise Him with them together this morning. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. praise. He's greatly to be praised. I want to ask you to stand as we sing one more song this morning. If you would, sing with us. Sing with my girl.
Oh, you temple. Binds up their wounds.
understanding is infinite. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. Praise the Lord. Praise. Imagine spending your life in a place that didn't know God. Just think about that. Imagine being somewhere that they didn't read the word or praise God or know God, where they didn't teach God. Imagine you waking up every day with no hope for tomorrow because God wasn't in your life. Imagine that. Imagine the difference that you have because you love Him. See, God is real. Amen? Jesus is real. Amen?
Amen.
He is, and He's with us today. And He wants your life to be better than you can imagine, because He says, lean not on what? Your own
understanding.
Hallelujah. Well, we have our quiz. How many are ready for the quiz today? I don't know where David is. Maybe he's are you listening? Did he go to another church? No, no. Oh, there, where is he? Oh, hey, there you are. When you enter our quiz, don't look at David. He has all the answers. First quiz. Here we go. For the time will come, according to Scripture, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have A, lost faith, B, itching ears, or C, found another teacher. Let me read that again. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have lost faith, A, B, itching ears, or C, found another teacher. How many? All right, here we go. Timothy, 2 Timothy 4:3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. Oh. Now see, I don't know. It's just, listen, this is scripture. These little quizzes might make you think about it. Say, maybe I need to know that. Praise the Lord. Useless ramblings of men and corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain, from such withdraw yourself. Now godliness with A, contentment, godliness with B, humble attitude, or godliness with C, righteousness. Let me again say, now godliness with A, contentment. Anybody say B, humble attitude? Oh. Anybody say C, righteousness? All right. 1 Timothy 6:6. For godliness with contentment is great gain. Come on. Why would Paul tell us that? Because if we're content in or out of season, amen, listen to me. He's saying if you know how to be content when you have a lot and how to be content when you don't, then you're at peace. And that's the great gain with God. We were just talking about that before. And that song that you guys want us to sing, no matter where you are in your situation, if you can say to yourself, all is well with my soul, you have a strength that the world does not understand. How many have never had a problem in your life? How many have never had a tribulation in your life? Well, see, then you can say, all is well with my soul, because I've been through it. I've been there. I've faced it, because God is with me. Amen? Okay, one more quiz. We do three quizzes on Sunday to try to get some people interested and excited about the Bible. I got one more. You might like this. Thank you, Lord. Now, this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and exchanging to confirm anything. One man tore up the deed, A. One man B, washed his hands, or C, took off his sandals. Let me read that again. Now this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and exchanging. You're going to redeem something or exchange something, money. And to confirm it, one man tore up the deed, B, washed his hands, or C, took off his sandal. Now this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and exchanging and to confirm anything. One man took off his sandal and gave it to the other, and this was a confirmation in Israel. If you never knew that before, you all laughing, see? When you read the word of God, you laugh. Imagine that. There's We're glad you're here today. We're going to do something a little different this morning. Now, how many know that we're on Facebook now? Anybody have Facebook? Has anybody seen our mini sermons on Facebook? They're about 4 minutes long. And I put together some, and I'm going to do today, I've combined a couple, and I want you to know that if it touches you, we're going to do these this week on a mini sermon so you can have them. And if they really touch you and it means something to you, I'm going to ask you to spread the word. I'm going to ask you to send it out to all your friends and ask your friends to send them out. Not because it's me, but because I think it's worthy, because it's about God. Amen? Amen. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So, on Facebook, Doreen, you're going to how did they get on your Facebook? They know how to do it, and we teach them later how to find you on Facebook so they can have these messages. Okay, well, how to find you on Facebook? I have a flip top phone, so I don't know about Facebook. But you get on my wife's thing and you'll be able to see these. The other day I saw people burning the Bible in the flag. Anybody seen that on TV the other day? I saw that. I just smiled. They were burning a few Bibles. I don't know if they know, but 20 million Bibles sold each year in the United States. 20 million Bibles are sold in the United States every year. So burning 3 or 4 of them, okay, whatever. But here's the thing, great. Say that word with me. Great. It separates one from another. If someone does not think the gift he receives is not great, how will he accept and use it? If you gave somebody a gift and he didn't think it was great, what's he going to do with it? How's he going to treat it? Amen? And if someone does not think our God is great, how much will he love him? Or how much will he want to know about him? If we've been telling our children that God isn't great, that we don't have God, don't worry about God, then will you ever know about God? You will be in that place, like I said, countries that never knew God. If we don't tell them how great our God is, why would they ever want to know who he is? Why would they ever want to read his word? Can I get an amen? If a father and a mother won't teach them, how will they learn? If we fail other things about God, how will they hear? If we fail, if you fail to tell your friends about God, you tell them the good things of God, how will they ever know? I believe God is great. Can I have an amen if you agree? Only if you agree. You're praying with me that God is great. The psalm says, great is the nation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. That's this nation. That's our God. I believe that. I believe we are one nation under who?
God.
I believe that separates us from the rest of the world. There's thousands of religions, thousands of people, but I can't find another place where they say they are one nation under who?
God.
All right, let's get started. Be with me. I hope you enjoy it. All comfortable. Let us have a conversation. Then we can heal and learn from each other. When you feel like something I say matters, would you say amen? Would you help me today? Because I want to draw you into this. Because it's for you and for me. When I wrote this, it was in my heart because I felt God was just telling me to tell him how great he is, to tell him the things that he blesses is great. Amen?
Amen.
We are Americans and we are a work in progress. Can you say that with me? A work in progress. One nation, one flag, brothers and sisters. A house divided cannot what? If not, then we will all fail. If we're not one family, one nation under God, then we will fail. It is my belief that if we leave the God of the Bible out of the mix and conversation, we will never achieve the greatness of our potential. That's my belief. Men much greater than I have searched for God in every land and every way, all over the world. And there are many beliefs. How many realize there are many beliefs? Other laws, other commandments, other gods. There is a place for any religion in the world, anywhere it wants to grow, anywhere. Right or wrong, this country was based on the truths of the God of the Bible. We are all men created equal. By who?
God.
All right. We're all men were blessed with the gift of freedom. We were blessed. We were found favor with the gift of freedom. You look around the world and then you can't say, Lord, thank you for blessing me to be here when you see trials and tribulations all over the world. Places like things you can't even imagine. No freedom. And you were born right here. Isn't that enough to say thank you to God? America was and is a work in
mother and father, learning to raise children, to teach them that the best things in life come from hard work and determination. Every family, anybody who's never failed, raise your hand if you've never failed, ever said anything wrong to your children, anything that you wish you wouldn't be. You see what I'm saying? You had to learn, amen? When you first had your child, like that commercial was, you wrapped it in all this bubble wrap because you didn't want anything to happen to him. And you put things all over the house because you didn't want to. And by the third child, you left everything and you left it with the dog. But you learn. See, we all grow together. We learn, and you have to teach your children. Hard work pays off like it should. Determination. You have to see you're a work in progress. Maybe you have somebody that you make mistakes with, and they don't see you as great as your older children or your younger children who grew up behind them. But you change. You're a work in progress. America is no different. Amen?
Amen.
That respect is not given. It is earned. Respect is not given. It is what?
Earned.
Each life is a gift and should be valued. How many lives? Each life. In this life, God tells us we will all face trials and tribulations. How many of us? Thank you. Mine might be different from yours, but no less daunting and painful. You might tell me what you went through, and I say, thank you, I'll pray with you, but you don't know what I went through. Can I get an amen?
All right.
I'm going to ask you a question. If you've never been disrespected, if you've never been lied to, if you've never been taken advantage of, if you've never failed, if you never lost a job, maybe not got a job.
If you were ever bullied, maybe you never made the team. Maybe you were too small, too tall, too slow. Amen. Or just not your calling. Or had a bad day with somebody in authority. Let me ask you this. Let me say this again. If you've never had a bad day with somebody in authority in your life, then here's my thing. Please let us know and write a how-to book, because it will sell millions. If you can say to yourself, I never had any of those things happen in my life, then please tell us how it happened that way. That you were never disrespected, lied to, never put aside. You went for a job and you got it. And you went for this and you got it. You went for a loan and you got it. Or you went here and somebody did. How many have faced all those problems? Come on, tell the truth. If you've all faced those problems, I tell you, if you haven't, write that how-to book, because the world wants to know. But the best how-to book I know is the Word of God, the Bible. So we've taken God out of school, out of the homes. How many prayed with your kids over dinner last night? How many pray at home before you have lunch and dinner? Or we go to the diner and you pray. Say a little prayer. Thank you, Lord. People don't do that anymore. Why? Because they forgot how great God is. How much He loves us. No chance of knowing this God who loves us all. When God is removed, something else will take His place. That's the truth. It is no surprise what we are seeing today. People crying for help with nowhere to find it. Rage, anger, hate, and confusion rule the day. Name-calling and destruction will help no one. Let me say that again. Name-calling and destruction will help no one. How many people? Nobody. Each one of those emotions living inside someone's heart is destroying the one carrying the fire, not the one it's directed at. Yeah, we need to have a conversation to heal, to lift up. Don't become what you hate. Prove those who have hurt you wrong, not with fire and violence and insults, but pray for them because they have failed. Show them their error by showing them a heart of compassion and understanding. Judge not lest you be judged the same way you demand it of them. Then they will have to listen. If you can do that, if you can find somebody who's come against you and have that heart of compassion and show them that kindness and show them their error, then they will have to listen to what you're saying. You know, God says so. Amen? Thank you, church. Thank you very much. How many are with me today? Give God praise. Let me hear you. I don't want you getting tired today. Thank you, David. The American dream. How many have heard about the American dream? One nation under? Thank you. His truth, His blessing. The inner heart of that nation makes America that light that draws people from all over the planet to find success, wealth, and beyond anybody's dreams. People all over this planet just want that wealth, They want success, and they find and they want the American dream. The greatest musicians and singers knew that if they came to America, Greg, and succeeded, they would find fame and wealth others can only dream about. You can think about, you know who they are, any music, any style, successful in their homeland, yet they knew if they came here, this is where stardom resides. How many remember the Beatles? They were pretty good in England, amen? How many remember the Rolling Stones? They were pretty good in England, amen? But when they came to America, they became stars and wealthy, amen, right? Movie stars and actors, actresses, knowing in one movie, everything they can desire can be theirs. How many movies? One movie. They come to America and they make one movie, they could be rich for the rest of their lives. Where else can they do that? Tell me, let me hear you. Where else can you do that? It is here that they can become legends. Private planes, gated homes, private drivers, a life of make-believe, yet in America it happens day after day. I ask you this, this is personal. Ever play with a wiffle ball, imitating the hero, your hero, dreaming of hitting a home run out of the park in front of thousands of cheering fans, throwing the wiffle ball up and hitting it and saying, oh, and the fans, you're... You ever throw a basketball through a fruit basket with no bottom? Anybody ever see those? You remember those wooden baskets, those vegetable and fruit baskets? We used to cut out the bottom and nail them to a telephone pole. Don't tell the company. Eversource would have a fit. And we nail it to the telephone pole and we throw the basket and we make the buzzer beater and we win the game. Anybody ever do that? Football, tennis, you pick the game. Dreaming of wearing that uniform and walking out on the grass. Boy, I wanted to be on Yankee Stadium forever. Well, listen, please, from the dirt fields in Panama, from the little poverty places of Panama, to South America, to Japan, to all the places in the world, China, Europe, and Canada, if only I can make it in America, everything will be possible. More money than anyone could ever dream about. If I can only make it where? What? America's not so great. Why would I want to go there? More money? More money than doctors. More money than teachers and carpenters, electricians, nurses, people who take care of us every day. People who meet our needs, who heal us, our family, who teach our children. People we see at ShopRite. These people, we see them every day. But these other people in America, they make more money. That's okay, because we don't hold a grudge. We're glad that they're doing it. Amen. We're glad for their success, or we should be. Amen. We give thanks for their success, because their success means we might find what? Success. All right. We know that it takes hard work to achieve. Yet a small thank you would go a long way once in a while, or a comment or two for how great a country this is. Wouldn't that change you? If some of these people would just stand up and say, you know, I don't agree with everything and I have my personal feelings, but I got to tell you, I couldn't make $35 million in 1 year playing with a little round ball anywhere else in the world. So maybe I ought to say, this is a pretty cool place. I couldn't throw a ball with pigskin on it 50 yards and make millions of dollars a year anywhere else except the United States. So maybe this is kind of a cool place. Hit a tennis ball. All those people, millions and millions and millions of dollars. Where a player, an actor, a musician make more in one day than the majority of those who pay tens, hundreds, and thousands of dollars for the privilege to watch them play. Where they make more money in that one game than some people make in a year. Some people make in two. They make more money in that one game than some people make in a lifetime. I'm going to get off for 1 second because I love baseball, so you know my heart. I got a foul ball. My brother caught the foul ball from Alex Rodriguez in the game my brother and I went, the last game we ever went to. He gave me the ball. It's cherished to me. Here's the thing. Alex Rodriguez batted four times that night. Alex Rodriguez struck out four times that night. We lost the game 4-2, even though Tampa had walked 11 Yankees. 4-2. Alex Rodriguez struck out four times, broke my heart. I love him. He's one of my biggest fans. He made more money in that game that I'm going to make in 2 years. 2 years of waking up every day, going and singing, doing my thing, going here, going there. He made more money in that day, striking out four times, than I'm going to make in 2 years. I don't care. I'm happy for him, if that's what it is. But I'm just saying that only in where? America. America. You pay thousands of dollars. Anybody ever been to the Super Bowl? Not me. Sorry. Tickets go for $5,000. $10,000, right, Deacon Sergio? $10,000 for a Super Bowl game. To have the privilege to watch them play. Where? In America. To be stars. Thank you. America. Where a politician, a servant now, can sit in the same seat for decades and they pass their own pay raises. Where? They don't do it in any other country, pass their own pay raises. And they can sit there for decades. I don't care. And they got the best health care that money can buy. And there are servants. Where? In America. How great is that? Expenses. They have a driver. How many know they have? They're given like $900,000 a year for pages. Anybody knows that? These congressmen said they got people that actually do the work. They write that and they get paid. They have to pay these people to do the work. They get that. That's great. It's cool. Power and control, with no fear of losing their power. You say to me, what does this have to do with God? You say to me, thank you. America is the land of milk and honey. Freedom to work or not, to go to school or not, to stay home. If someone cannot see the greatness of a nation and not see it is blessed by God, the God of the Bible, if you don't know him today like I pray you do, you need to start today. That's another change you can make today. We talked about change last week. Change and get to know him better today, because he is so beautiful. He just loves you so much, but if you never taste it, you'll never know. Really loves you that much. If someone cannot see the greatness of a nation and not see it is blessed by God, then they will have missed the opportunity to do great things for others. Teach others how to, that nothing is given to you. If somebody did not just give you that job and it only came by hard work and determination, teach those who will follow you. Remind them anything is possible in where? One nation under who? Hallelujah. Here we go. Listen to this. This is scripture. How you doing? You all right? I know it's warm, please, but stay with me. Please. Thank you, Lord. Give them a cool breeze, Lord, in Jesus' name. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, and that that name of Jesus every knee should bow. To the name of who? Every knee should what? To that name. And it goes on. Every knee should bow of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's in Philippians 2:9. You can read it when you go home. God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. At the name of who? Jesus. Of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Every knee should bow to God. Here's the important part. Are you with me? Part of what Dr. Martin Luther King preached about. He had the name Doctor, but he also had the other name Reverend. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. He preached that. He taught that. Every knee should bow to the name of Jesus. He believed that with all he is, all he was. This man, Martin Luther King Jr., trusted in God with all his heart. He knew the answers that we seek are found in that book that he preached. That book that he loved. He looked higher. He looked higher. So I tell you this morning, we need to look higher. We need to not stop at him because he was great and he did great things. But we need to look higher because he looked higher. Reverend King saw greatness in a nation where all could achieve wealth if they worked hard enough, where all men of every color and race could live together, helping one another and lifting up one another. He saw that. He saw that in America. Imagine that. This man, 1965, saw that in America. Saw the greatness of a country, saw the possibilities. And why did he see it? Because of God. Because he was a man of God. Because he knew the Word of God. Where forgiveness was mandatory. Let me say that again. Where forgiveness was mandatory. If you're going to follow God, the first thing you have to do is forgive us as we have forgiven others, Lord. So forgiveness is mandatory. So I say again, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. He knew that. He believed that. Because he read this book. I'm not making it up. Those are God's scriptures. If those two things, forgiveness was mandatory and let he who is without sin cast the first stone, I ask you this morning, how different would it look outside? How different would it feel outside? Yes, we're all feeling things and we're all believing things and we all want things to be better. Amen. I want healing. I want people to be healed. But I want it to be with God in truth. Because all of us have gone through things that everybody has gone through. Everybody has faced all those things before that I mentioned. We all have to stand together and lift each other up. He believed that. Just those two ways of life, those two ideals could change and would change the world. Dr. King, the Reverend Martin Luther King, believed we are one nation under God. Nowhere else, let me say those three words again, nowhere else would he find that. You tell me right now what nation he would find that in. What nation all over the world, what continent would he find that in? Where we are one nation under God. You tell me where he could have found that and said that and had the whole nation stand up and agree with him. It was here in America that he believed that. Where he wanted that. Where he gave his all, are you ready? He gave his all dreaming about that. This man gave his all to this nation, dreaming about how great a nation it could be. He knew that because he knew the Word of God. The greatness of a nation, the greatness of God. Greatness is sacrifice for those who don't know. Sacrifice for those you do not know. That's greatness, David. Sacrifice for people you don't know and have never met. You've never met them. Yet you go out and protect them. You protect their homes, their homeland, leaving all else behind at all costs. No color, no race, just a belief higher than self to make life better for all. Imagine going to a foreign land. If I told you go somewhere and I want you to do something over, you don't know those people, you don't know the land, but you knew you had to do something because God was behind you. So you sacrificed everything, your house, your wife, your children, everything you had, and you went to defeat evil. And you went because you're an American with that God inside of you. That is America. That's America. That's what we've been. We're 244 years. We're still a work in progress. But greatness says we sacrifice without knowing who we sacrifice for. That's God. This is America. Also, our history. We got to tell them that's our history. That's what we've done. Yeah, we've made mistakes. Anybody here never make a mistake? We've made mistakes, but we continue to be a work in progress. But you go back and look at the history, and you go back and see the millions of lives that we saved, the millions of nations that we saved, the millions of people that we helped. And we help today. That's the nation of America. That is America. God gave his only begotten son to be slain for all who would believe. Every race, every color, every man or woman. That's our salvation. I believe the nation is blessed because we have made him the God of this nation. Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Dr. Martin Luther King believed every word of that because he preached every word of that. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 145, I'm closing now, verse 3. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Our generation shall praise your works to another. Listen to that one line. Our generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. Why? So we teach them about God's great work. We teach them about what God has done. We're supposed to. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts. We're supposed to. And I will declare to your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is righteous and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all. One generation shall praise your work to another. I think we're having a little problem with that today in the world. I pray that you receive this message today. I'm going to put this on Facebook, these three messages today. I ask you, if you believe in it and you believe these words and you think it will help somebody, to send them out, because we're all here working together. But without God, with all these people trying to come up with answers, if they don't have God, the answer will fail. God is the one that's going to raise us up. God is the one that's going to heal us. I believe that. I believe without God, all these plans that man are going to make are just going to fall apart. Because they're going to be self. People are going to be looking for self. They're going to be looking for gain. They're going to be looking for something that's theirs. And it's supposed to be for all of us. So with God we put our trust. We are one nation under God, which makes us a great nation, because our great God has his hand on us. We're not perfect. We are not a perfect people. We are a work in progress. But you take that to your heart. You take that to your heart and know that there's people laying in cemeteries who gave their all for people they didn't know because of that God, because of their belief to protect others and their homeland. That's a great nation that does that, that sends the people out, and they volunteer and they go and they protect us. These people protect us every single day out there on the streets. They protect us in our homes at night. We need to pray for them. Ask God to touch them. If they've done something wrong, pray for them and help us to get that done. Get them out. But we need to pray for them. We need to see that everybody makes mistakes and we're all a work in progress. We need to support one another and lift up this great nation, or it will fall. But thankfully, there's enough people praying. I believe that. The Word tells me so. So we received this message today. I pray that you find our website and you find the Facebook and you spread this word. That America is great because our God is great. Give him praise, church. We talked about change last week. Do one thing different. Change. One little change can change your life. Jesus did one thing for us on that cross, changed our life for one thing he changed for us. So this morning, if you don't have God in your heart that way, change a little bit. Say, I want to read his word. Read the word, and it'll share the word with you. It'll help you. It'll help you change, to see the greatness of your God, to let those worries go, let those fears go, and trust in that God. Thank you, Lord, for this day, for that message, Lord. I pray that they receive it with that peace and understanding and see, Lord, that you have really, really, really blessed this nation. Do the Lord's Supper now, in Jesus' name. And do it with a sweaty hand. One change that Jesus made is he went to that cross for us. For everything that we believe, the resurrection, being in paradise forever, being with our families again, being reunited with our loved ones, having him in our lives, him in our hearts. He did that for us on that cross. And all he asks us to do is do this in remembrance of him, in Jesus' name. As he poured the wine into a cup, he said, this is my blood being shed for you. According to the book of Matthew, it says, for the remission of your sins. It said we should be cleansed before we receive. So, Lord, forgive us of our iniquities. Forgive us of every sin, whatever the depth of what we do, Lord. Cleanse us this week, today, so we can receive from our doubt, from our fear, from our words, from our actions. Whatever we've done, Lord, help us to see. Help us to be stronger. Guide us with your hand, Lord, and cleanse us so that we can receive this sacrament, the sacrament of your blood for the remission of our sins. We just love you, Jesus. Thank you for answering our prayers in Jesus' name.
Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream. It was here that he had the dream. His dream, because he knew God. He knew and spoke about God. He knew the answer and how to get that answer. We need to look higher. We all need to look to God. He has the answer. We know there's injustice in the world. We know people need help. People commit things and do things that are so bad, we need to pray for them because they're lost. We need to pray for those people's families because they're going to pay the price of what somebody did. So we need to pray for them too. We need to have compassion. That's what God called us to do. We need to have understanding, and we need to learn to forgive, because that's mandatory in God's house. With your family, with your friends, love them. If you haven't talked to a family member lately, call them up today. Just say, I love you. I know it sounds crazy, but I needed to call you. I know we don't agree. I know that there's things we disagree about, but you know what? We don't agree that we love each other. And watch that. Watch something happen. Watch God work in that situation. Trust him with that. Call a friend. Help somebody. But don't forget how great this nation is, because your God, the reason why you came to this church was to hear about your God, and your God is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Give him praise, church. Give him praise. I ask for praise all the time for him, because I want you to get used to making noise. I want the angels to hear us. I want the people on the green to hear us. What's going on in that church? Why are they clapping? Because we love God. Isn't that beautiful?